signed orders declaring a national emergency on the U.S. border with Mexico and ending automatic citizenship for anyone born in the United States of undocumented parents. The ACLU and others have already sued to stop that last one. Erwin Chermensky is dean of the University of California, Berkeley Law School.
In 1897, the Supreme Court held that those who are born in the United States are American citizens, even if their parents were not citizens. Donald Trump can't change that by executive order.
CBS's Scott McFarlane reports the president has pardoned most of his supporters who violently attacked the U.S. Capitol January 6, 2021.
Truly a historic decision. It abruptly ends the largest, biggest criminal prosecution in U.S. history. There were about 1,600 January 6 defendants, about 600 of whom were accused of assaulting police. They have received pardons or commutations. What's more, Trump has ordered all current pending prosecutions to be dropped.
Major airlines are delaying and canceling flights in preparation for a wintry blast bringing snow and ice to the Gulf Coast, disrupting travel from North Carolina to Texas. KHOU-TV's Amanda Henderson reports from Houston.
City and county leaders have actually been working to put together a plan since last Thursday, and it's something that's going to look into and take into account how much precipitation, whether it be snow, a wintry mix, or even ice, falls from last night into today. And so that's kind of what they're gauging whenever they are treating the roads, whenever they are going to be keeping open warming centers.
The Ohio State Buckeyes beat the Notre Dame Fighting Irish to win their sixth national college football title, the first since 2014. It was 34-23.
The longest, toughest postseason climb in the history of the sport. And after all that, it's Ohio State together at the mountaintop. Champions of college football.
Chris Fowler with the call of the game on ESPN. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Monday was a day of remembering for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his work.
Marches, prayer services, and community service projects were among the things Americans did to mark Martin Luther King Jr. Day. His niece, the Reverend Robin Scott King, spoke at an event in Newport News, Virginia.
He would be troubled looking at our society right now, I believe, and only because we've gotten off focus, we've gotten off court, we've forgotten the purpose.
Dr. King would have celebrated his 96th birthday on January 15th. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
There's online discussion on President Trump not placing his hand on the Bible during his swearing in. Now, while it is common for incoming presidents to place their hand on a Bible while taking the oath of office, it is not a legal requirement. First Lady Melania Trump was holding a Bible given to Trump by his mother and another used by Abraham Lincoln. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Flurry chances ending tonight. Mostly cloudy skies, lows near 10 below, wind chills colder than 20 below zero with a west breeze. Extreme cold warning out as we start your Tuesday. Sunshine in the afternoon, highs near 2 above. Right now, it's 5 below.
You make my heart sing. You make everything. show. So come on, hold me tight.
Museum, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ran. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ran. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ran. looking for romance. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
try in vain and let me be alone again. The only girl I care about has gone away, looking for a brand new start. But little does she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend, she passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is, I don't want to see no more. Mama told me not to come.
News and now timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world with Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS. Our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Sitting in the railway station. station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. My thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
WRJN.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you? Love.
love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. Somebody, the way I love you.
She told street. Playing the fourth for the playing. Playing the nip of happy feet. Down on the corner. Out in the street. Playing the fourth for the playing. Playing the nip of happy feet. Down on the corner. Out in the street. Playing the fourth for the playing. Playing the nip of happy feet.
Well, as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is moving to end birthright citizenship for children of undocumented immigrants.
This next order relates to the definition of birthright citizenship under the 14th Amendment of the United States.
Okay. That's a good one. Birthright. That's a big one.
What about that one in the court? That one is likely to be challenged.
Could be. So I think we have good grounds.
The ACLU has already sued to stop it. The president has pardoned almost all of those who attacked the U.S. Capitol 4 years ago, and CBS's Scott McFarland tells us
he has ordered the Attorney General of the United States to shut down the current pending prosecutions. There are hundreds of people who were still awaiting trial.
The Midwest is dealing with lake effect snow, and Sean Soulard with Michigan's Berrien County Sheriff's Department says driving is not safe.
The best recommendation I can give them is to obviously slow down, take their time. And with the weather the way it is, you're better off just staying inside.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
CBS News on the hour.
CBS News Brief. Among President Trump's first acts on his first day back in office, pardoning nearly all of the 1,600 January 6th rioters.
These people have been destroyed. What they've done to these